Week 1. Day 1. Paul, bondservant. Paul starts by giving his name, but he then seeks to define who he understands himself to be. This self-identification is not just Paul's introspection or self-evaluation. The Holy Spirit superintends the apostle's writing, which is how we know that this is a true and accurate description of the author of the epistle. Paul identifies himself as a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Verse 1a. I have never been satisfied with that English translation of this second phrase. Some translations have Paul a servant of Jesus Christ. Bondservant is an improvement, but I think the proper translation should read Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ. The Greek word that Paul uses here is doulos. A doulos was not a hired servant who could come and go as he pleased. A doulos was a person who had been purchased, and once purchased, he became his master's possession. This idea of the doulos in Scripture is always connected to another descriptive word, kurios. In the New Testament, the title Lord, or kurios, is used in three ways. There is a simple common usage where calling someone kurios is like addressing him as sir, a polite form of address. The supreme use of kurios refers to the sovereign God who rules all things. Kurios, the name which is above every name, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, is the name given to Jesus, whom the Father calls the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is yet a middle usage of the term kurios in the New Testament. It is used to describe a slave owner, which is an apt description of Jesus, and it is from this that Paul describes himself. He is not just a servant, but a slave. Paul, in addressing believers, said, "You are not your own, for you were bought at a price." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. There is a paradox here. When the New Testament describes our condition by nature as fallen people, it describes us as slaves to sin. There is also irony here. When Christ sets us free from slavery to the flesh, he calls us to the royal liberty of slavery to him. That is why we call him Master. We acknowledge that it is from him that we get our marching orders. He is the Lord of our lives. We are not our own. We are not autonomous or independent. Unless people understand their relationship to Christ in these terms, they remain unconverted. Application. Everyone born of the Spirit is set free from slavery to sin and belongs to a new master. We are now slaves of Jesus Christ, a service in which we find true freedom, the freedom to do what is good and holy. This liberating work of the Holy Spirit was not only for our first being set free from sin by the Lord. The Holy Spirit is at work in our daily obedience to Christ, our new Master. Let us walk in humble reliance on the Spirit every day as faithful servants in our freedom from sin.